Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Mem Dalad, Brachos 44, in the top of 44a. We have a mission. Our mission talks about the blessing that one makes on food, what is the main food and what is just the subsidiary food. So says our mission, if a person has in front of him a salty food, then that was the first food that was brought with him, Tchila Upasimo, and the person also has with him a bread, which is in order, the bread is there, and this is how the Gemara understands it, that the bread is there in order to absorb the taste of the salt. So then our Mishnah says, Mevarach HaMoliach Upoter HaSapas. He makes the blessing on the salted food, and with that he exempts the bread from a blessing. Shapas Tefilo, because the bread is really just a subsidiary to the salted food. And Zeakol, this is a principle, says our Mishnah, Kol Shehu Ikar V'imo Tefilo, anything that is a main thing, and with it is something that is secondary to the main thing, Mevarach HaIkar Upoter HaTefilo. The blessing is made over the main food, and the secondary food is exempt from a blessing. So the Gemara challenges this. Umi kamidi davi muliach ikar upas tefewa. Is it really possible that the salted food will be the main food and the bread will be secondary? It should be the opposite. The bread is always the main thing and everything else should be subsidiary or secondary to it. Like we learned earlier in the Talmud on 41b and in the Mishnah on 42a, that bread exempts all other things that come during the meal. So how could it be that the salted food is primary and the bread is secondary? So explains the Gemara, says Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avira, in the name of Rav Ashi, Ba'ochei Peros Genisor Shanu. We're referring to the Peros Genisor, which Rav Ashi says these are the fruits of the area around the Kinneret, based upon the Gemara in Avodah Zarah 29b. And the Mishnah, therefore, our Mishnah is referring to these fruits which come from the Kinneret, and they were exceedingly sweet. And so, therefore, the only way they could be eaten is with a lot of salt in order that we can, that their sweetness will not damage the body. And so, therefore, in order to take away some of their sweetness, we add salt to it, and in order to weaken then the salt, we eat it with bread. And so therefore the bread is really just there in order to make the fruits edible. And so therefore, according to our Mishnah, the blessing over the blessing is made over the fruits and not over the bread. So says Rabbi Barbar Chana, Ki avi yazlinan basrei de Rabbi Yochanan, l'mecho peros genusar. When we were students, and we would follow Rabbi Yochanan to eat these fruits of genusar, Ki avinan be mea, when we were 100 students, man ketinan le kochad v'chad asara asara. Each one of us would gather up 10 fruits, 10 of these genus or fruits. And if we were 10 students, each one of us would gather up 100 fruits. And each one of these 100 fruits, each one of these fruits were so big so that when we had 100 fruits, we could fill up a basket that had 3 seah in it. That's how Rashi explains it. So in front of Rabbi Yochanan, there were 30 seah of these genesar fruits, and we ate these fruits, and I can promise you that we did not taste anything. We did not taste anything. So the Gemara asks, how is that possible? Is it really possible that Rabbi Yochanan said that he didn't taste anything? That's just the opposite. Everything that we eat, you could taste. Ela ema mizona. What it means is that he wasn't sustained. He didn't achieve sustenance. And Rabbi Avo achil ad havi sharkle duvdva meapute. Rabbi Avo used to eat these genesor fruits until the flies would basically fall off of his head from the oil that came from the fruits. That's how smooth his forehead became. And Rabbi Ami Ravasi Ava Achli had the Nasur Mazayu. They would eat these genesar fruits until their hairs fell out. Reish Lakish have a achel. Reish Lakish would eat these genesar fruits, adem marid, until he became He went out of his mind. He became like drunk, or he became crazy. That he would eat these fruits until he became almost manic, and he would refuse then to go back home. And when Rabbi Yochanan saw this, and Rabbi Yochanan was his chavrusa, he would say to the people of the Nazi's house to help him. And Rabbi Yehuda Nesia would send a group of people to find him, and they would bring him to his home. So this Gemara is interpreted by the Kabbalists Kabbalistically, in a Kabbalistic sense, that the fruits of Eretz Yisrael represent a very spiritual concept, that the fruits are holy. And that's how Rav Chaim Vital interprets this Gemara. Also, the Gemara is obviously not meant to be taken literally with all these stories about these rabbis. So the Sefer Ohel Shem, he talks about that what was going on here, that he would eat it until his forehead became so slippery that means the eating of these fruits allowed him to expand his mind, and so he was able to achieve the Ruach HaKodesh, divine spirit. And Rav Amir and Rasi would eat it until their hairs fell out. That's a reference to that they became so disgusted with the pleasures of the world. And Reish Lakish would eat it until he became crazy, because what that means is that he became disgusted with the world. He said, I'm not going to eat anything else in the world. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, that's not the way. We're not supposed to be Nazarites. We're not supposed to reject the world. And he was trying to bring him back into this world.